It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Christina Pei with the USU Extension Office here in Carbon County. And we've got, you know, this time of year, it's stressful enough for people. Always trying to come up with, you know, thoughtful gifts and good gifts and giving gifts to neighbors and giving gifts to you know, your children's teachers and those kinds of things. So, you know what? They're going to try and take some of your stress away by giving you great ideas for gifts and food gifts that you can give at Christmas time. Christina, thank you so much for coming in today.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
So, yeah, we were talking just before we came on the air about how stressful this time of year is for some people because they've always got, you know, you've got these people that always have to be thoughtful.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, and they try and take it to another level every year.
They do.
And so these are some great gift ideas for, you know, that you can give to your kids, teachers, like I said, your neighbors, anything like that. And you're going to have a whole class about doing them and how to make these as well.
That's
so,
right.
And this is coming up once again on December 7th.
Mm-hmm.
They're at the Extension Classroom. So I'm going to let you kind of take it away and we'll talk about that for a little bit.
Sure. It is December 7th at 7 p.m. And the holidays can be very stressful. And a lot of people, like you said, like to give gifts to teachers and neighbors and even family parties. And that can be extremely stressful. So we're hoping to take a little bit of that stress away. It's a great ritual to have to do those things. It's very beneficial to the giver. So we want them to be able to continue to be able to do that and yet not feel the stress that comes with trying to figure out what to give them. So we're going to showcase some quick and easy things that you can throw together that would be meaningful and useful and beneficial to those that receive them. They'll be, for the most part, inexpensive and, like I said, easy to put together and throw together. We'll also have some recipes to share and demonstrated of maybe some food gifts that you can give, or maybe even just some, you know, snacks and treats to have around the house during the holidays.
Well, and you know how I am. Anything that has to do with food, we're going to talk about for a moment. Do you have personally like one go-to food gift that you try and give everybody for Christmas?
I love to make candy. So I have a peanut cluster recipe that you do in the crock pot. So easy, so good. And that's probably my favorite one to give away. I also like to make peanut brittle and those kind of things. But those are my go-tos. My husband loves to make monkey bread. So we do that as well. And we've given that away too. So,
and once again, these are just ideas to help take some stress away. And they can give you ideas of you know, who to give this to and your gift ideas and take some of that off of your plate so you don't have so much to worry about. Now, once again, this is going to be one of those that you can either go to or you're going to have it up the next day. Is that how this will work?
Yeah, we do have a YouTube channel now. We're still working out some of the kinks with that, so our technology is getting better as we go on. But our YouTube channel is the USU Extension Quick and Easy Cooking Channel. And so we've tried to do it live on the channel. It kind of worked last time. Hopefully this time it will work completely so that you can join us either live or it will be there as a recording. And then also in person. So if you want to come in person, we need you to register on Eventbrite. We are almost full for this particular class. So if there's any interest, jump on and get registered.
You know, and not taking anything away from going into the classroom and being there and watching it, because I've been a part of those things and they're a lot of fun. But you know what? Maybe for this one, it might be a good idea to catch it, you know, the next day, because you can pause and rewind.
That's true. That's true. You can. And we try to get the recipes posted. So if we have any recipes, you can access those too. We try to make it really easy for everyone so it's not a stressor. You know where to go and you know where to find things. And just send all your good vibes that our technology works this time.
One way or the other, you're going to make it happen.
Look exactly.
At it that way. All right. So once again, this is going down December 7th at 7 o'clock at the USU Extension Classroom there in the county building on First North. If you would like to go in person, go in to Eventbrite, and that's B-R-I-T-E. And just search and find and register for this. Is this a class that has a little cost to it, or is this a free one?
This is a free one.
100% free. Just go out and get some great gifting ideas for this time of year. Everybody can use a little bit of help this time of year.
That's right.
Trust me.
And we will have a few door prizes as well.
And we're only, yeah, and we're only hitting the first week of December.
I know.
But everybody's going to need some help this time of year. So this is a great way to go and find out about it. And then before we get out of here, you wanted to talk about a diabetic cooking class that you've got coming up in January as
We had one last month, and we were packed. And we had to turn people away. So this is a diabetic cooking class for type 2 diabetics. So if you have been diagnosed as pre-diabetic or a type 2, you having type 2 diabetes, this is the class for you. We actually cook in the class and teach you how to cook food that is beneficial for you and tastes good. And we try to really showcase all the things you can do instead of the can'ts. This class will be a 4-session class. It starts January 10th, goes through the 17th, 24th, and 31st from 6 to 7:30 p.m. This is an evening class this time in our extension classroom, and all that information can be found, again, on Eventbrite. It is only $5, and you get all that lovely food plus a cookbook and just the experience of being together with other people.
And now, is it $5 per session? Is it $5 for the whole thing? $5
for the whole thing.
And you're going to get that, and you know what? Everybody makes... Whether they keep it or not, everybody makes a resolution to eat healthy and be healthy in the new year. So this is a great way to do it. Is this? Do we need to go on Eventbrite to register for this as well?
We do. And we, again, are close to being full. They're saying there's about 6 or 7 spots left. So if this is something that you're interested in, we had a ton of fun. We had 28 people last time, and we had a blast. Plus, they learned some really good habits and tried some things they hadn't tried before and liked. So... yeah, if this is something you're interested in and you really want to improve your healthy eating, then go on to Eventbrite and register.
All right. So once again, we've got the quick and easy cooking class for holiday gift ideas coming up on the 7th of December. And then the diabetic cooking class starts in January. And if you've got any questions, you guys can call down there to the extension office. What's the number down there?
Number down at our office is 636-3233.
All right, Christina Pei, thank you so much for coming in today. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen to Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.